I'm Ronnie Haskell, otherwise known as That SC Real Estate Chick. I'm joined today by mayoral candidate Russ Touchberry, and this is For the Love of Real Estate podcast. Thanks for joining us today, Russ.
I'm so excited to be here, Ronnie. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we know each other socially in town. Our families both live in downtown Somerville, and I've gotten to know you over the years, and your family, your wife, particularly Jamie, is a runner like I am. So we have this little community together. But I'm looking forward to learning more about you.
I'm excited, and I hope to learn more about you as well.
Well, thanks. I'm willing to share. So you are running for mayor of Somerville. That's a big seat.
I am. I'm so excited for the opportunity. Yes.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your history, because you're a Somerville native, correct?
I am.
Born and raised here?
Born and raised here. There's a song that goes somewhat like that, and I have to get that tune out of my head. But yes, born and raised in Somerville, grew up off of Gay Hagen Road in Oak Knoll subdivision. My parents were both educators, and my dad worked at Somerville High School, and that's what really brought us into Somerville. over the years, I went to Somerville Elementary School. I know our kids went there together. Yeah. Austin Middle, and then I went to Fort Dorchester, followed my dad when he became the athletic.
Very good. Yeah. And Jamie, your wife, also is a Somerville native.
She is a Somerville native. Attended the same schools except for high school. She's a graduate of Somerville High School.
High school sweethearts too, right?
So we actually started dating my graduation night. It was in 1997. She's one academic year behind me.
Okay.
So she was just finishing her junior year. I was just finishing my senior year. And we've been together ever since.
Well, I will tell you, from an outsider looking in, I really admire the relationship and the bond that y'all have. You can tell the love that you have for each other. So kudos to you on that level. So Russ, you're also a graduate of the Citadel.
I am.
And then came out as an engineer?
Correct. A civil engineering major, and started working with the South Carolina Department of Transportation in bridge construction. And,
all right.
Got to work on some really neat projects over the years. Reach Inlet Bridge, the Limehouse Bridge, but probably one of the coolest projects in the Lowcountry was the Cooper River Bridge project. And that opportunity really springboarded my career in transportation.
So you worked at DOT, Department of Transportation,
yes,
and then you segued now into more of a private sector.
Correct.
Field.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So spent one decade with the Department of Transportation. Some of those roles were up in headquarters in Columbia that took me away from the Lowcountry. And of course, we gravitated back as soon as we could.
And chose to raise your children here in your hometown of Somerville. And so you've got a son and a daughter.
Correct.
And two doodle dogs.
Yes, two doodle dogs.
And that rounds out the family structure.
It does. And I feel sorry for anybody that walks with a dog in front of our house, because our dogs love to welcome you with barks.
Well, I too am a doodle mom. You said you wanted to get to know me a little better. My daughter, that was her choice of a breed as well. So I share in that. Sweet dogs. So Russ, you've been serving in a service capacity here in the town for a little while. Tell us about, right now you're sitting on county council. I'm sorry. Right now you're sitting on city council, correct?
Correct. Town council. Yes, ma'am.
Town council. That's right. So, but you were elected to that position in 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
So
yes, ma'am.
Before that, what does your service look like?
That's a great question. So I started, you know, first of all, Jamie and I returned here in 2013. So we've been here over 10 years, and I'm sure you're familiar with the Tupper family. Good friend Edward Tupper reached out to me one day and said, the Children's Center needs help. They're doing a capital campaign. I'd love for you to help out if you could. So I said, okay, I don't even know what the Children's Center is. He's like, well, you have to go to an informational meeting. At that point in time, that was probably 2014. And went to a meeting and really connected with their mission once I found out about it. The executive director, Kay Phillips, does a lunch and learn and explains what that center does for abused and neglected children. And I thought about all the abused people in my life, folks in my family, friends, people that I've dated in the past. And I just said, this is so important to help these traumatized children become productive citizens. So I really started serving when I came back to Somerville and started with the Children's Center. That led to other opportunities where I was in Leadership Dorchester, and mm-hmm. the exposure of Leadership Dorchester that's put on by our Chamber of Commerce really opened my eyes to other opportunities where I could be a contributor. And I found myself on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce.
You know, that's what leaders do, right? You say, I will help serve, and then they quickly put you into a leadership position.
It happens quickly.
It did
it
for
does.
You.
But I learned so much through that, and I really believe that if you connect with the mission and you're passionate about what you're doing, you can be a contributor and serve. And that's really what I've been doing since I've been back.
So was it through the Advocacy Center when... is that the
that was kind of the
Children's Center? So that was your start into public service, and then Leadership Dorchester has opened other doors
Absolutely.
And avenues, and you've just continued your service through the town, and now on town council.
Correct. And All even right. before town council, I served on the DCTA and the Planning Commission for Dorchester County mm-hmm. for a period of time. So
I would imagine you've learned a lot of lessons. Through how the operations of these work, but also some different leaderships and how to work with different personalities, correct?
Absolutely. And that's vital because you independently can't affect change. You have to work with others.
You have to work with
Absolutely.
Others. I think that's a key element. A lot of people in this, and when the other day when I was asking you if you would come, I said, okay, Russ, you're running for mayor. How are you going to get the word out, you know, of who you are and what you're standing for? And you said, well, I want to exceed it past just the town. And because what we know is the other people in the county do, our mayor of town of, the town of Somerville, the mayor position really does influence the whole county.
Absolutely.
And so even though the people that are outside the town of Somerville can't elect to put you into that role, that position does affect everybody that lives and works in Dorchester County. Would you agree with that?
It really does.
And
it
so
really
people
does.
Need to understand about this mayor position and why it is so important. Explain a little bit about the structure of the town government, because I think there's different ways to structure town governments, and ours is a little different, perhaps a little unique. So explain how the mayor position is in the town government
it
here.
It is, and I thank you for asking that question, because there's a lot of folks that get confused. They say, you're running for mayor, but that's going to be your full-time job.
Yeah.
And in reality, we're a weak mayor form of government, so it's really just a council member at large, and you're very important from a position standpoint for setting the tone, but pulling other council members together around a vision and a plan and helping execute that plan. And I think that's something that I hope to bring to that office. We've had 3 one-term mayors since Mayor Myers was here. And I think some folks feel like we're on a roller coaster. And mm-hmm. I think we need some consistency in that. And I hope to bring that option to the voters. But to your point, regionally, if we're not working with our regional partners and actively participating in the regional government effort, we're only going to fall behind. And we don't want to do that. Somerville's too important for that.
Well, it is. And yeah, there's the regional, you know, the county. It's also collaborating with other leaders within adjoining counties, you know, that are, well, really adjacent counties and municipalities as well. It's kind of blending all of this together and being able to work together. What fuels your passion to be mayor of the town of Somerville?
I really think it's the love I have for the town. And you'll hear that from other candidates. But that's the only reason you would put yourself out in public and take some of the shots that you take.
Yeah.
But I think it's so worth it. And my dad, Coach Touchberry to many, but Papa Touch to me, he always instilled in us to be a contributor. And I think this is a great way where I provide an option for the voters that maybe I should be the one to contribute in this position from their perspective. And I think that's really what I'm excited about.
What would you say is your biggest value proposition for this seat?
For this seat, mm-hmm. the biggest value proposition?
Mm-hmm.
It's working well with others. As an engineer, every major project has a lot of stakeholders that work together to deliver that project. And we have to work with each other, whether we're on the same side of a contract or an opposing side of the contract. the expectation from the public is to get the work done. And so my experience with that over the last 22 years has really developed an opportunity where I think I can work with others, bring teams together so that we can execute and deliver for our taxpayers. We don't need to keep falling behind.
Yeah, the citizens, when you're talking about this, the taxpayers, otherwise known as the citizens, it's that's who you're working for, but you've got to work with the other people that are elected and not elected, that are just appointed into their positions, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We absolutely have to. And, you know, you talked about some of the geographical boundaries of Somerville. And I know you heard me say this before, probably, and many others have, but we are in all three counties. Somerville mm-hmm. touches Charleston County, Berkeley County, and Dorchester. And then we, as a town, our municipal boundaries are include about 55,000 residents, but people with a postal address of Somerville, there's 246,000 people. So we have a problem of 250,000 of people coming through our town that we have to solve. So that's going to take everybody working together, not just the 55,000 inside.
Thank you for bringing that to light, because you're right that we think of the town of Somerville as being relatively small in a small quadrant, but it is not. Like you said, Somerville expands into three different counties, all the tri-county areas. So one thing that I know in speaking with some other citizens and friends here, their concerns are the financial obligations that this town has, right? We pay a high millage rate here in the town of Somerville. So it has money, it's pulling in money. And just the responsibility of not just the mayor position, but the government here that's managing it. What would you say are some of the biggest challenges on a financial level for this town?
That's a great question. And one of the things that I hope to do is help us prioritize our spending, but you can't prioritize without knowing where you want to go. I'll tell a quick story. When I joined council in 2022, we had our first budget retreat. And during this retreat, basically, we ended up with a budget presented to us that we had to cut out all of the capital expenditures. We did not have what I would consider even an appreciable cost of living increase for our staff that does the work for our citizens. And then we were balancing it with one-time federal dollar. And that's, to me, was alarming. So we didn't understand our expenses as a town. That same year, we tore down the Cuthbert Community Center because of deferred maintenance. We have other facilities that are way behind for being the seventh largest municipality in the state. Our police and fire that keep us safe, folks who put their lives on the line, they're working out of closets in this shared space that's just inadequate. We have to do better than that. Our brand is better than that. So we need to know where our expenses are so we can prioritize our spending and get an accurate reflection of what we need to spend money on in the town. The best business owners I know their expenses better than anybody mm-hmm. else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I even from a small business owner as me, I mean, I have a bookkeeper who gives me my profit and loss every month, and then we analyze it together, and you comb through that, and then I have someone else that takes a look at it. So it's like a multi-layer, making sure there's checks and balances, right? And everything is accounted for, and you're not off kilter anywhere. It's just a responsible way to run a business. And a town that's managing a much, much higher budget than mine should absolutely be doing that and be audited on a regular basis. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I'm glad, you know, when I arrived, we were behind on audits, something that was also somewhat alarming, but we're back on pace with those.
Good. I asked a community supporter of yours why he was offering his support to you, Russ, and a couple of things that he mentioned. He mentioned youthfulness and being able to connect with families was very important, which I can speak to. We do get a lot of families that live here, they want to raise their families here, but they're migrating and planting those roots right here in Somerville. Mm-hmm. So that is important. But your youthfulness and connecting with families was a big plus. Experience with infrastructure and transportation. was, you know how to get the job done, is what he said. And then the vision to manage the growth. Elaborate on that for me. What is your vision? What would be some like top key elements that you would like to see done if you were to be elected as mayor?
Well, we have to pull others into that discussion. That's not a Russ Touchberry vision, but my vision is to pull the stakeholders back together and basically solidify what Somerville wants to be. We have lost our brand over the last couple decades, really. And I don't want to be judgmental about previous leaders, but if we are only focused on one area of town, the other areas of town are going to erode. And we have beautiful areas like Oak Brook on the Ashley, Knightsville area, places going, you know, growing towards Nexton. And we want to make sure that looks and feels like summer. And we want bicycle and pedestrian connectivity. And all of these factors need to be put together into every plan we analyze. No offense to any businesses along the corridor between 78 and I-26. But if you drive there, you don't feel like you're in summer. You feel like you're in anywhere USA. And we need to reestablish that brand and feel and look like summer.
Well, Somerville has been put on the map because it does have the birthplace of sweet tea, as we call it, right? Flower Town and the Pines. We have all of these branding. And it, once you're in town, you do get that warm feel. Yes. There's the trail, you know, there's all of these things that the historical nature, the museum that's here, that people can go and visit and understand a little bit more about the richness that the town of Somerville and Dorchester County have to offer. But when you drive some of the streets, you're right. There's some disconnectivity between the rich history and the beautiful or lack of streetscapes in some regards.
Yes.
And absolutely. The connectivity, I believe, anybody that's a biker, runner, would agree with that.
Yes.
And families just trying to get out and find safe places.
As you know, I'm not a runner.
No, you're not. But your wife is.
My wife is, and I'll ride.
And you're a great supporter.
I'm a cheerleader.
From the bike to her.
Exactly. And as we ride our roads, there are areas where you're like, okay, here's a sidewalk, and then it just goes to nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand our inventory and understand how to tie it together and then start prioritizing and budgeting so that we can accomplish these things. But we don't have to do it by ourselves. You talked about streetscapes, and our state legislative delegation is helping us with some funding to increase our downtown streetscaping from the railroad tracks to Highway 78. And this is fantastic. We have an opportunity to put the utilities underground, allow for mast arm signals, maybe include some additional parking, and just beautify that section so it looks just like the Hutchinson Square area. We have great opportunities in front of us, but we have to work with our partners.
You're giving me hope, Russ.
But we have to work together.
It is.
Partnerships are critical.
I've been asking actually someone that I know and trust their opinion on things frequently about the power lines, the poles that are up. And they're like, you know, Ronnie, it's not just one utility. There's several utilities that have lines on these poles, and it takes a lot of effort and a lot of teamwork and understanding to be able to accomplish that goal of putting them underground, because that was a question of mine years ago. Why are our power lines not underground on some of these main streets through
Absolutely.
Town?
Absolutely. And that's a heavy lift, and it's going to take time. Mm-hmm. But with funding and with a vision and everybody working together, we can get it done. It's just going to take one bite at a time.
So, Russ, I've got a couple of personal questions for you so that people can get to know you at a little deeper level. All right, you ready?
Oh, absolutely. All Fire right. away.
What are some of your hobbies?
Oh, my goodness. So I have so many hobbies that I thought I would enjoy at this age in life. So I love fishing. I love going to the beach. I love boating. But really, with Sage and back of my son and daughter playing sports, their sports have become my favorite hobby. So watching them swim, or watching Sage play volleyball, or Beckham play soccer, Jamie and I, we just are thrilled to cheer on our kids at whatever they're doing. And that's something we've really fallen in love with. We're going to miss that at some point in time when it's gone. So
you will. And it is valuable to be there at this stage. I've too had to forego some of my hobbies, like my love of tennis has had to be put to the wayside for the sake of my kids' activity. So I understand that. Have you ever sung karaoke?
Oh, of course I have.
What's your favorite song? Do you have a go-to song to sing?
Oh, my goodness. So the last time I sang karaoke, we did Sweet Home South Carolina is how we changed it.
Yep.
And that was done 15-ish years ago. And I'm sure it was early in the morning or late at night. So
we might be able to resurface this.
I remember that. I hope there were no flip phone or videos taken from the phones.
Well, that's the benefit of it happening about 15 years ago. Now, if it happened, it would absolutely be resurfaced. We may have to bring that one back, although I'm an Alabama girl. So Sweet Home Alabama is my roots. But singing it as Sweet Home South Carolina would be a ton of fun. I see your bracelet. I've seen your bracelet as you've been talking. What's the significance of that?
So I actually have two bracelets on. You may not have seen. One is from this year's Seacoast Marriage Conference. For my birthday weekend this year, Jamie and I went to Seacoast's marriage conference, and you talked about Jamie and I's perceived marriage. Well, I'll tell you, we are partners and we work hard together, but we don't always agree. And sharpening the saw is important for us as well.
Yeah.
So that was a blessing. So I've kept it on. It hasn't fallen off yet, but that was kind of our ticket in.
Nice.
The other one is, what would Jesus do? And we read a book in our Bible study class. I think it was at the end of last year, In His Steps. And In His Steps was a book. I can't remember the author's name. I should, but In His Steps, fantastic book. And it was kind of an awakening of not doing religion, but trying to follow Christ and be a reflection of Christ's love here. So we got these bracelets and put them on in our Bible study class. And this is my second one because the other one rotted off. But anyway, the other day, just tell you a quick story. I was in the elevator going up to work, and a gentleman saw my bracelet and said, I'm wearing the other half of that. I said, well, I've never heard of the other half of that. I said, show me. So we put it up side by side. And his said, you know, of course, mine's what would Jesus do? His said, Jesus, J, would, W, love, L, first, F. And I was like, wow. And that was his bracelet. So I need to get me one of those too.
Oh,
that's pretty sweet.
That is sweet. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
That's
more than you wanted to hear, but
no, that's really
since
cool,
you asked.
Yeah. Well, what's impressive is these aren't recent events. They happened months ago, and you're still committed to the reminder, the daily reminder by wearing them.
I think it's very important. There's a lot of distractions around, and we need to stay focused on the mission at hand.
That's true. Russ, we talked about a lot of things, kind of your missions, your vision. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us about what's on your heart moving forward?
Well, I appreciate that question. I really think, you know, being the mayor of Somerville is a huge responsibility. But the people we serve are our citizens. And I think Somerville has the best citizens of any municipality in the state and probably the country. The giving heart, the unified kind of sense of watching out for each other. Somerville has that, and I want to help keep that going. And I really would love to hear the feedback of our folks. So just encourage folks to reach out if they have questions. Not everybody knows Russ Touchberry, but they can ask me anything and I'm happy to respond.
It's exciting. I'm looking forward to what comes next for the town of Somerville.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to, if you are so elected by the citizens of this town, what your leadership will do here for the town.
Well, thank you. I'm excited for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
And if anybody has any questions, you know, we do have information out there about the campaign, and we're also having those Talk with Touchberry events at various locations. We'll have one in Oak Brook. We'll have one closer to Nexton. So we are around, and we want to hear your voice. So
how can they find information about you?
So RussTouchberry.com. We're on Facebook also as Russ Touchberry for Somerville Mayor. And we'd love to hear your feedback.
Good, good. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For those watching on YouTube, make sure to click the bell so you can be notified when more podcasts drop. Thanks for joining us.